Aleph Amad Aleph, towards the bottom of the Yomid. Omar Rav Kahane Tit Shalgabe Bigdoi. If a person has mud on his baguette, Mekaskesoi Mibifnim Ve'ein Mekaskesoi Mibachutz. So he should rub from the inside of the baguette, should not rub from the outside of the baguette. Now let us see Rashi. Mekaskesoi Mishavshefoi Mibifnim. That means he sticks his hand inside the baguette, the place where the mud is, and he starts rubbing from the inside. It doesn't look like melabin. Melabin it isn't because he's not nois in shamoyim. It's without water. So it seems from Rashi, there's no such thing as dry cleaning. In order meleches melabim deraita, you need mayim. So here there's no mayim. So memela filu mi bachutz, it's only merzike melabim. So if he does it mi bifnim, it's not even merzike melabim. The goin asks Akasha, we learned before by suda, one should not rub a suda. It's a ludi chivre. So you see there's an inyan of melabin, afilu, without water. Or there it is melabin. Why here isn't it melabin? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the goyin said, Hosam hu mechaven letzachzachoy. There he's talking mechaven to whiten the baguette. That's the whole purpose of the shifshuf. So memela there's talking melabin. Ma she'ein kein kan, she'ein kavanosoi elo lohosir hatit. He doesn't have any intentions of whitening the baguette, making it cleaner. He just wants to take off the tit. We'll soon see a little bit, little clearer what the goin means. Rabbi Keveger, seichin su on this Rashi, in Gilyan Ashatz, Umalabin mamish loy have the ain noisin shomoy. So Rabbi Keveger says, Ayin lekamon davkuf mem zayin reisha medalof berashi vitzorich yir. So let us look on kuf mem zayin omedalof. On kuf mem zayin omedalof, it says as follows. Hamenayel talisoy, the top shura of the Gemara. Hamenayel talisoy bishabitz, chayiv chatos. So Rashi says, Amenayir talisoi min ha'ofo. A person had a baguette, and the baguette got full of dirt, and he shakes it out. Chayiv chatos tzehu libuno. This is melabin. Is chayiv als melabin. So we see klal from this Rashi, there's a melabin even though there's no water involved. And here Rashi says, Melabin mamish loy havi, the ain ois in shomayim. As long as there's no water, there's no melabin. Rabbi Keveger blives by a tzorichin. And Rabbi Keveger's kashes, and Rabbi Keveger's kashe, the Sharetzin says the teretz, and the Badei Ashulchan from the Ktzois Ashulchan says another teretz. The Sharetzin in Shin Beis, Sivkotn Mem Aleph says as follows. B'menayer, over there, mitzachtzeach ha-beged, is making the beged look nice. V'hu tikunoi. That means before you had a dusty beged, it got full of ofo, he's shaking it out, and now it looks nice. Ma she'ein kein kan, she'ein oirak meiser hatit, is only taking off the mud. But here the Mishnah Berurah says the dogish. V'roishim halichluch adayin nishar olo. He says when you take off mud, it is not clean. You still have a fleck there. You want to take off the fleck? You take some water. That means there, if the stain came about through mud, there will remain a stain till you use water. over there, if there was no mud over there was just, it became dusty, awful, it was dry earth. So mainly you'll shake it out, so mainly the earth will go off it, and you'll mitzachzeich the beged. The beged looks good as new. V'roishem alich l'chadayin nisher olav, v'haderech l'avir, how do you take the stain off? Al yidei mayim, you take it off through water. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. And the Mishnah Berurah, because of this shtick Torah, is chaylik on a taz. Now the taz says as follows. In Shulchan Aruch there's a machlokes, what kind of mud are we speaking about? Is it wet mud or dried mud? So wet mud is zichel, this halacha applies. Wet mud, you're allowed to take it off. What about dried out mud? So there's a yesh oimrim. You should not, we're going to have soon, one can scratch off the mud with his fingernail. So by dried out mud, there's a yesh oimrim, you're not allowed to do it. Why aren't you allowed to do it? Because it's toichen. You're grinding the dried out mud, it's awful, you're grinding it, it's coming into small particles. So memela yechayev al toichen. So therefore, so, zoktetaz. What if a person has, there's no mamushes of mud there. There's only a stain, and I want to scratch it off. Zoktetaz, there's no toichen. So they'll be permitted to scratch it off. Zoktet Mishnah Berurah, to scratch off the stain completely? Oivei. That's takel biyosar al tzmelav. The Mishnah Berurah holds lahaloche, that the whole heter of kiskus and the whole heter of girur is when you're taking off the teeth. Your teeth shall gabe bigdei mekaskus ay mebifnim. You're handling with the teeth, with the bien, with the layer of teeth. You don't have a lob of mud on your baguette, but a stain, to take off a stain. He holds this as taka tilde de malabim. And therefore he's chaylik on the taz. As the Tzeis HaShulchan says, it's a Taz, and it's a Chayodom, and a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and a Machzus HaShekel, and he's fighting with a lot of people. Abba Kaponim, that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. The Tzeis HaShulchan taines on the Mishnah Berurah, besides that he's chaylik on a lot of G'dayilei HaPoiskim, he asks a pertinent question. In Shulchan Aruch, the first day you hold a filu by mud, you're allowed to scratch it off. That's what it says. So he says, so someone should have said where to stop. You have dried mud, and you're scratching and scratching and scratching. No, if you'll continue scratching, the stain will come off completely also. And that's why he's chaylik on the taz. He said, you can't scratch off the stain completely. He's chaylik on the taz. So itayin is in Shulchan Aruch, it should have said where you stop. Stop, you can't continue scratching, and it's mudne. If this would be the halacha, that someone should say this. So he says that the vault is not a remaining stain and not a remaining stain. He says the chilek is the normal procedure how one removes the stain. So he says by mud, the normal procedure is with water. So if a person does something without water, so already it's a darabonah. That's not derech libon. Not because nothing, because there's a stain that remains. The oifen halibon is, this is not derech libonai. Masha ain kain, if something got dusty, so there the oifen halibon is faked. You don't make it wet. You're menayir it. So that's how he wants to say pshat. So memele, he says, that's how he wants to fend for Rabbi Kivegas kashif. And he says the chilek is not if a stain remains. The chilek is you have to be done each stain bazunder what the normal procedure is to remove the stain. And if he does not like the normal procedure, so memele it is a drabon and already. And therefore, they were makel if he did it bibifnit. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks a kasha. We learned. Teach al gabe min oloi. If a person has mud on his shoe, begaradoi, he's permitted to rub it off, begav sakin, with the backside of a knife. to ensure that it's a dull sight, so Mamela he won't be koilef any of the oir of the manel. Vishal bigdoi, what he has teeth on his beged, mud on his beged, megaroi betzipoire. He scratches it off with his nail, and the going says, vachosh came begav sake. He can zicha do it begav sake. But he should not rub the beged together. So we see klal that kiskus is also my love. Shaloye kaskeis klal. The baraisa was soisim. So Moses says lo shaloye kaskeis mi bachutz ela mi bifnim. It means he shouldn't rub it. The normal procedure. The other things were also speaking about mi bachutz. Megarei betzipoyin is mi bachutz. Kavsakin is mi bachutz. So here he says, Shelo yikaske is mi bachutz. Bifnim is mutter. Omar Rav Avo, Omar Rav Elozo, Omar Rav Yanai. Megarerin manol chodosh. One is megarer, one is permitted to scratch off from a nushu. Ve'avo lo yoshon, avo lo yoshon, Rashi says, shekulfoi. Vahavi memachek, so it's memachek. Ba'me megaroi, omar avavo, begav sakim. Omar lo yahusove, sami didoch, mikame odetoni rabchiyah. We learned rabchiyah says, ein megarerin, loy manol chodosh, ve loy manol yoshon. One is not permitted to be megara, say not a manu chodosh, and say not a manu yosh. Even though we had before a different baraisa, meisvei, teacher gabi menoli, megara roi begav sakin, but it seems that he had another baraisa. Sami didoch mikamei hodetoni rabchiyim. Some of this is under rabchiyim's jurisdiction, this baraisa. And megarin, loy manu chodosh, voloy manu yosh. Anu alocha. A person should not smear his foot with oil. And the foot is in a manol, is in the shoe now. So when he's applying the shemen to his foot, so there's dripping from his hand to the shoe, the shemen. So we'll see this is daime te ibodairis. That means to pour or to let drip from your hand. Hashemen an oir is daimet te ibodoyres. So therefore, lo yoseich es ragloi shemen buhu besoich hamanol oi besoich hasandol. That is, dafke, if the foot, by the application of the shemen, the foot is in the manol or in the sandal. Avosoch es ragloi shemen, but he's permitted to smear his foot with shemen, umeiniach b'soich hamanol b'soich hasandol. If it's not coming directly from his hand to the manol or sandal, it's coming, he had smeared his foot, and now he puts an oily foot into the shoe, this is mutter. In the same way, v'soch kol gufoi shemen, a person is permitted to smear his whole guf with shemen, umisagel, and he can turn around and roll al gabe katavliya. He could roll on a leather spread. Let us see Rashi. Bu besoich hamanol, if the foot is in the shoe, neisha manol nenemimenu. The manol derives benefit from this oil. V'nimtso ma'avdoi. So this is similar to ibudoiris. Misagel, misgalgel, he's allowed to roll over katavliya oir sholok, a cooked leather spread, sha'oisim imenu mishtachais leshulchan olamitim. This is used to spread over a table or a bed. So, mamela, this he's permitted to do. Since lemaisa, it's not coming mi yodoi al ha'oir, it's pshat as he has an oily goof, and this is permissible. Amar Rav Chisda, Loishanu ela letachzachai. This is only permitted if his intent is to make the shoe or to make the oil shiny. So then, this is permissible. Avol la'avdoi, but if the kavone is to be ma'abed the oil, to make it softer. Ibodoyr is also. Frag the Gemara Rav Chisda two kashas. La avdoy pshita. You have to tell me that one is not permitted to be mechaven la abed es ha'oyah. Vesu letzachzachoy mi ika man de shari. And what are you saying? Letzachzachoy, you're permitted to roll on the katavliya because you want it to shine? You're allowed to do such a thing? Elo yitma, hochi yitma. Omar Rav Chisda. Lo ishanu elo shir letzachzachoy. The amount of oil that is permitted to be on his body is that this can only accomplish tzichtzuach ha'oil. Afilo, when he's going to roll on it, it will not bring any ibu to the oil. It won't make it any softer. It might make that it should shine a little better. Avol shiur la'avdoi osa. But if there's enough oil that it's possible from this oil that he could be ma'abed the oil, so then it is also. Let us see Rashi. Loi elu letzachzchoi lo shonu demuto lo ser shema l'ragloi v'nois noi b'soich ha'manul elu shemiskaven letzachzchoi l'manul. He wants to make the manul shine. Letzachzchoi mishori b'miskaven if he'll be permitted to shine leather, he might come and be ma'abed leather. How could this be permissible? So the Gemara says, no. Shiul letzach tzachoy. Shloi hoya kol kach shemen hanishif lo'ir migufoy. There is not enough shemen that is rubbing onto the earth kidei la'abed lo'ir elo letzach tzachoy. He doesn't have an intent afilu for tzichtzuach. He's just amazoy once. Why he's rolling on it or why he's doing it fragmentish. But kaponim, he has no intent, not of tzichtzuach and not of ibud. So if there is only a shir of tzichtzuach, so afilu the will occur tzichtzuach. So also tzichtzuach is not an iser derais of ibud. So memeila, then it is permissible, but it is a shir that it could come out that there would be ibud. This is osa. Now there's a machloikis, the balamoyer and the raivit lahalocha. How do we pass it? The balamoyer says if Rav Chisda asked a shir ibud, it's speaking about he's not mechaven. He's not even mechaven to make tzichtzuach. Zichzicher not mechaven to make ibud. Va'aval pikein Rav Chisda asked if there's enough shemen on his goof that it could make ibud. Frek the balamoyer, it's a dovo she'inei miskaven. It's a dovo she'inei miskaven. So why should it be yosef if there's a shir ibud? So the balamoyer says the only way he can understand this is because Rav Chisda holds like Rav Yehuda that a dovo she'inei miskaven is also. So therefore, the Balamoyer says, La halacha, we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda. We paskin like Rav Shimon. So this halacha does not apply. And he has a kasha on the rift. The rift brings down Rav Chisda's memory. He says, we should not paskin like Rav Chisda, because the halacha we paskin adovo she'enei miskaven is mutter. The Raivit says that this does not fall into the category of adovo she'enei miskaven. Adovo she'enei miskaven means I'm doing a different pu'ule and another thing might occur. Geira rodom kisei v'safso and there might occur a charitz. That falls into the category of adovo she'enei miskaven. But if I have an oily goof and I'm rolling my goof on a oil, he says that does not fall into the category of adovo she'enei miskaven. So I feel according to Rav Shimon, it will also be also. Tanu Rabbon, lo yeitzei kotten b'manul godol. A person who has a small foot should not walk out with a big shoe. Avol yeitzei hu b'chole godol. But he's permitted to walk out with a big collar, with a big shirt. Zakt Rashi, lo yeitze odom koten bimano shuhu godu loy, a shoe that is big for him, mishum de neufel miragloy, because it might fall down, but osi lasuye, he might come and carry it, so therefore this is awesome. This is mistamane gay, other people wear yom kippur, they wear rubbers instead of sneakers. So there's a hiddur mitzad echad that it is take in the iser of nilas hasandol, there's a hiddur of rubbers over sneakers, because others hold sneakers as if it fits you good and it's comfortable. So even though it's not made out of leather, it's also not permissible or not preferable al kaponim. Rubbers do not have this chesaron, but either if one is wearing rubbers, one should make sure it shouldn't fall into the gather of manol godul, that it might fall off easily. So then he's either an iser derabonon of lo yaitzei b'manol godul, avol yaitzei b'chol godul. But a person is permitted to wear a shirt five sizes too big, the leinafol minei, because the shirt won't slip off. Ulamishlaf asuye, he might be embarrassed and take it off. Like chayshina, the lekoi orem b'shuk, he won't walk around without a shirt in the gas. So memela, therefore, a cholik godol is permissible. The loiseitze isha b'mano merufet, a woman should not walk out with a shoe that is torn from the top. Karua milamaylo, the gnaihulo. It is a gnai. She's walking with a torn shoe. People will see her. Shabbos does. V'chichaychi Allah, and people will start ridiculing her. Sholfo maisilo. So she'll go and take off the shoe. Hagavuche, the chidushi aran is mo'irer. Okay. We understand it's an embarrassing situation. She has a torn shoe. So she'll walk barefoot. I mean, the law's on there for us. He says, no, they wore stockings. Rabotei shekayim eina cheshesh. It seems that wasn't so unusual. A torn shoe was more embarrassing, and it could be then she wouldn't be aimed b'nisoyin, and she'd come to carry the shoe. The lois achleitz boy, and she should not make chalitza if the yavon is wearing a torn shoe. She should not make chalitza with a torn shoe. But with the yevad, the chalitza will help. Rashi says, the lav nal ma'alyo, it's not a good shoe. But with the yevad, it's a good chalitza. Let us see Taisvis. B'mano marufat v'imcholtza chalitza sakshera. V'im taim, if I tach Taisvis, with the yevad, the chalitza is good. Amai gozrinim v'perik mitzvahs chalitza manol, oto manol marufat. The Gemara says, l'chatchilo, one should not make chalitza at all with amanu. Because one might come to make chalitza with amanu merufet. Given the diyevet chalitza sak sheira. So why should they asar amanu? I feel a good manu, gzeirot amanu merufet. If amanu merufet is also kosher with diyevet. Vay marid de gazrinot merufet yoyse midai, shein achayfa roiv ragloi, din chalitza boy ein chalitza sak sheira. That means a torn shoe is relative. You have to know how much it is torn. So memele, so if it's roiv, if it is torn, then it's like it's a posel of chalitza. He was speaking about if a little roiv is not torn, so lechatchilut leis achleit, she's not allowed to go out with such a shoe. Ve'ein yoitzin b'manol chadosh. And now a new thing: a woman is not permitted to go out with a new shoe. Be'eze manol omru be'manol shalisha. This is dafka, a woman. A woman should not wear a new shoe for the first time on Shabbos. Toni bar kapore loishonu ela shaloyotza boi sho'achaz liboidyoy. When is it considered a new shoe that one is not permitted to wear if she didn't shaloyotza boi sho'achaz? Avul yotza boy me erev Shabbos, if she wore it already erev Shabbos, muta. Now what is the problem over here? B'manol chadosh, zutrashi kede meforish v'ozul, shlo yotza boy mi ba'oidyot. U be'isha kaimin, So what is the problem? The isha makpedes im einay mechuvin lemidas ragmo. That means she is makped if it is not mechuvin lemidas ragmo, if it's not her size, if it doesn't stim to the shape of her foot. And it would seem we're not speaking about comfort over here. We're speaking if the shoe pinches some man also is makbid. It seems we are speaking about that if it's not mechuvin lamidas ragla, she would have wanted it to, the shape should be a little differently, so she's makbid. Avul yotza boy kva, hikira boy de mechuvinu, but if she wore it already once, so he kira boy de mechuvenu. So she saw already that it's mechuven. Hula, the chaydishav makes a grais. Oy ain't a makpedes, or she's not makped. That means if he makes the oz anoy, this makes much sense. He says ain't from the beide. It is very interesting. The Rab Nissen Goyim brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks a shaila, what distance should she wear the shoe before Shabbos? On Bavkuf Membeis, Elim ken helich bemi boid yoim. Kamo yehe luchon, ne beisi de bar kapora omri, min de beis rabbe de bar kapora, ad beis rabbe de ravoishie. Tziperoi omri, mechnisose de bavloi, ad rossi de rabchome bar chanine. It seems the Yerushalmi was magder a distance. That means you have to walk with it a certain distance, and she should realize it's mechuvin, it's not mechuvin. The mele, if it passed that test, then she's permitted to wear it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tani chode. We learned one bereise shointin manol mealgabi emus. One is permitted to take off a shoe from an amos. An amos is a form. They used to have the shoe stretched over the form. And in Shabbos, one is permitted to take the shoe off the form and to wear the shoe. That's one baraisa. Vesanya idach ein shointed. A second baraisa says you're not allowed to take the shoe off the form. So the Gemara says, Loi kashe, ho Rabbi Elezer, ho Rabbo. That the Baraisa that says, Ein Shemtim is going according to Rabbi Elezer. The Baraisa says, Shemtim is going according to Rabbo. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah in Kalim. Mano shal gabi emus. Rabbi Elezer metayer, vachachomim metane. Rabbi Elezer holds that kolzman it is on the amos, kolzman it is on the form, it is toyer, it does not have a toyeres keli. And the Chachamim hold it does have a toyeres keli. Now exactly what the machloikis is, what is the machloikis, is the mefoshim in Mesechtes Kelim explain as follows. That the machloikis is that since it is not wearable till it is taken off the form, so even though a hedyet, you don't need a professional to take it off the form, a hedyet could also take it off, but the shaila is that the taking off is also a process. Rabbi Elezer holds, so it's like nigmera melachtoi, till it was not completely taken off, and the Chachamim hold it's nigma malachta. You have to take it off. You don't need a professional to take it off. You won't ruin the shoe after you'll take it off yourself. So memela, it's called nigma malachta. It's very unclear what the svar of Rabbi Lezer is. That's the Mishnah Chayne asked the kasha. I mean, it's a nice hedyet, so what's the problem? The Tosfos Rid by us explains the machlokes a little differently. He explains when the manol is put on the form, the manol is wet, and it dries up on the form. So Rabbi Lezer holds, kol's man, it's not nisyavish legamri, it's not wearable. The Chachamim hold, the chozil in the ila afal pi shehilach. That is the machloikis. So we're speaking about a manel that still needs a form. That means that there's still lachluchis in the manel. Does it have a teiras keili? Since in Yisod it's not, is it called nigmara malachtoi? Rav Elazar holds it's called nigmara malachtoi. The Chachamim holds it's not called nigmara malachtoi. Rav Elazar holds it's not called nigmara malachtoi. Chachamim is called nigmara malachtoi. So therefore, Rav Elazar metaya, v'Chachamim metamim. So memele, that will be the machlokes. So the Gemara here stels to tume to the hilchis kelim of tume to the hilchis kelim of mukze. So according to Rav Elazar, it doesn't have a teres keili legabi kabbalas tume, doesn't have a teres keili legabi total mukze also. According to the Chachamim, it does have a teres keili ben legabi tume, gain legabi mukze. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Amos Pume, a form. Rav Elazar metalme, tayer, alme lav klihu, ubi Shabbos nami yosa letaltaloi. The Chachamim hold it does have a teres klihu. Frag the Gemara, but there's another problem involved. When you're taking the form, when you're taking the shoe off the form, there's a tiltle that is done with the shoe, but there's a tiltle that's done with the form. Now the form has a din of a klisha malachta leisa. Hanicha l'roved da'omer davosha malachta leisa bein l'tzayrech gufoy. Bein l'tzayrech mekoy mein muta, according to Rav. That Rava holds that a klisha malachtelis is mutal litzayrich mekaymayim. So memel, it's very good. Why one is permitted to take the form out of the shoe? Because it's tzayrich mekaymayim. I want to wear the shoe now, so the form is in my way. So therefore, you're permitted to take the form out of the shoe. Elola bay da'omal litzayrich gufay mutal litzayrich mekaymayasa. But according to Bayi, that holds a klisha malachtelis, there is not mutal tzayich mekaymai, ma'ika lameima. So shver. So what is the kasha? So how are you? What? How did Abaye learn pshat in the Baraisa that says that that it's mutal to take the shoe off the form? There's a tiltle on the form also. And for the Gemara, hoche b'may askinon berofel. Here we are speaking about a shoe that is rafui, that is loose. The sign here, Rabbi Yehudaimim, hoya rafui mutter. Now let us see what is the maile of a loose shoe. So let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi hazoi. Hanicha l'rov adama v'per kol ha-kelem. Dovo shemelachte le'isa bein shu tzorich lishtamish b'gufei shol kelem. Bein sheinei tzorich elo lemekoimoi muta letalfloi maachas ha-teres keili olof shapir. Ike luk milo de toni shointim kerabono. So there's no problems involved. The kiv and the keili hu. Ve eimois nami keili hu. The shoe is a keili. In the form is also a keili. Vavo gav de malachti de eimis le'isa le'sakin min alayim. Ova metalfum lai eimus mishum tzorich mekoimoi. It is in the way. Dahainu manu she'emes nosun l'soicha. It's in the shoe that it is blocking it, so I have to take it out. Elo labayin hey nami demanu shala emes l'rabon and klihu. Or the emes miu malach delisahu, but the form is malach delisahu. V'zeh she'shoimet meimenu es hamanu. That what he's schlepping out the shoe from the form, einei tzorech leguvei shalaymes, v'heichi metalteloim. So the Gemara answers, berofoi, sha'amano nishmat me'eilo, v'ein tzorech letalteloimes, you don't have to hold the aimis in order to slip off the shoe, it is a loose fit, so me'eilo, just like we had before, that if we had a ksainis, a shirt that was hung up on a konish, al mukze, you slip off the shirt from the konish, you're not metal to the konish. You're also the same thing. As long as the shoe is loose, so the mele, you can take it off without being metal to the aims. The Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda said, it is muta when it is rafui. Taime the rafui. Ha loy rafui loy. Ha niche la baye da oma dova shamalachte le isa le tzeich gufay muta le tzeich mekay me yasa shapir. So now, Punkt verkehrt. This memra of Rabbi Yehuda is lachir harayi tabayi. Why didn't you draw for him? Elo lerove da omar. Bein letzerich gufoi. Bein letzerich mekoyim ay muta. Ma ir ye rofi afilu loy rofi nami. So what did Rava do with this memra of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara says, I heed the Rabbi Yehuda mishum the Rabbi Lozai. This Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Lozai. The Sanya Rabbi Yehuda oima mishum Rabbi Lezer im ho yarofo imuta. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Ho lav rofi loy. What will be if the shoe is not rofo Bar kochach, what do you know rofi? Taime mishum da emes osa le tal to le tzayich mekoyma. So me meile, so say you see klo, that is the klisha malachta lisa is osa le tal to le tzayich mekoyma. אחי גסי נהי רב יהודה משום אבא לזר כי אמרו לי רב יהודה לא הוא דמפליק בין רופי לשאין רופי that what רב יהודה says that it has to be רופי אליבי דרב לזר דא אומר מנו שאלה אימס לב גמר כלי הוא כל זמן שמחוסר היצו לעניין שבס נמי יוסר לטלת משום דלב כלי הוא ושמיינם so he's coming to tell us The Rofi lav mechusar eitzohu. Umutal etaltaloi. That means that Rabbi Lezer held that it's before you take it off the emes. Since it's mechusar eitzohu from the emes, it's called before Gemar Meloche. That is dafke if it is tightly attached to the emes. But Rofi lav mechusar eitzohu umuta letaltula. Dila rabbonon afogav vein Rofi muta. The time of the shein Rofi osu rabbi da lav mishum emesu elo mishum manu guf. So lechayre al kaponim we see that the Baraisa says Rabbi Yehuda oimer mishum Rabbi Lezer im ho ya Rofi muta. So now lechayre according to Abaye I saw this in the Chaydesh Ha'oviv, and others also want to say this. Yadovid also wants to say this. Before we had a stira in two Baraises. One Baraises said, Shaintim manul mialgabi emus. The other Baraises said, Ain shaintim. So the Gemara answered it at the beginning, like Kasha harabelezev harabon. Now this teretz, now that we are bekiyim, this teretz is not good according to Abaye. Because how is it speaking about? If it's speaking about that it is mehudik, still according to the Rabbanon, it should be also because of the emes. And if it's speaking about that it's rofoi, still according to Rabbi Lezer, it's muta. So if the emes, according to Abaye, will have to say another teretz. Not it's a machloikis the two baraisis, ho rabbi lezer vo rabbono. Ho be rofi vo beinei rofi. If it's rofi, it's mut according to everyone. It's a keli and there's no tiltal of the emes. And if it's einei rofi, it's not mut according to anyone. First of all, because of the tiltal of the emes, and according to rabbi lezer, because, also because the shoe is mukta. Ahi der Rab Yehuda mishum der Rab Elazar hi, mikan raya der Rab Yehuda shori dovo shemalachte le isa le tzer gufi le tzer makayma kamay shaperashti besoif perik ba me madlikin. That means al kolponim, Rab Yehuda is also involved. I said, the most akash on Rove, according to Rove, what did he do with this pshat? What's the kash Rab Yehuda? Rab Yehuda is the machmer and hulchas mukzeh. So weißt doch euch, a fulu rab Yehuda that is machman hilches mukze, that is dafke, aber a klishe malach delisse, will be mutter le zeirich kufay le zeirich mekoyim. Hodron aloch teile. Zogte mischne. Neito odom es benoi vahe even biyodo. A person is permitted to take Benoi, to carry a son, the even beyodai, and the son is carrying a stone. The kalkolo, the even besoichai. Umetaltalin trume, and there's an even, we'll see this peiris also in the kalkolo. But there's an even also in it. Umetaltalin trume tmeye, which is mukte. עם התהוירה ועם החולה. רבי יהודה אומר, אף מלין אס המדומה באחד ומי. Now let us see Rashi. נויטל ואבן ביודוי בחוצה, ולא ימרינן ומטלטל ליבן. That means, if Lamais, we're not speaking about Hilchas Heitzo over here, it's talking about Achotzer, that's a Rishus HaYochid, but we're speaking about Tiltol Mukzer. So even though he is carrying his son, who is carrying a stone, we don't say that he's not allowed to carry his son, even though by carrying the son, it's a Tiltol Minatzad on the stone. It's permitted to do it. Im HaTohoire, Agav HaTohoire, V'Agav Chulem. So he's allowed to be metaltal. Avot meya bapei nafshe, lav bas tiltalu. Af malin es ha medume. Now, medume is, dimua is, if you had truma that fell into chulin. So now, truma becomes bottle b'meya ve'echot. That means that if one amount, one mide of truma fell into 100 mides of chulin, it becomes bottle. Af malones amedume, but we'll see there's a loche that one is mechuyev to take out one mide. That means even though it became bottle, he's not permitted to eat, to eat this dimua, he's mechuyev to hold dimua and say everything became bottle. No, he's mechuyev to take out one mide. Af malenes hamedume saw trume shenofla lekuf shel chulin. The kaimalon the oile that muter la loise le saw trume mehem b'shabes. So he's permitted to take out one saw of trume from this dimu and Shabbos. V'yiyu achulin mutol. V'loy amrinen mesakenu lochayre. This should be considered a tikkun is mesakin the dimua. Before it wasn't permissible to eat it. Now he's by taking out one, so he's permitted to eat it. The gemara meforish time. Now there's a very interesting kasha that the Eir Gadol Amishnayis in the Sfas Emes asks on the memra of Rabbi Yehuda. The Eir Gadol asks a pertinent kasha. The Mishnah is speaking about Hilchas Muktzeh. Noitel Odom as Gnoi Ve'Evan B'Yodoi, even though he's carrying the Evan, he's still permitted. Kal Kol of Evan B'Soichai. Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden is speaking about that a person is permitted to take out, a person is permitted to take out one saw from the other 100 saw. Le'emrinim Misakenu. So, how does this fit into the Mishnah? It's like it's another Indian against him. It's a different Indian. Yom Misak and Ish Misak. How does it fit into the Mishnah? So what do you tell me? It doesn't fit into the Mishnah. He says, no, it says Af. It's a Hemshech. You say, Af Malones HaMedume Be'echadomei. So the Eir Gadol wants to say a Moire Dike Iluyis. But this Iluyis only works according to the Shitas HaRashbe and not the Shitas HaToisvus. We had spoken out when we learned on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis the Gemara says that Trume is not Mukze Afilu for Azor, it's Chazi Lekoy. So Mamele, it's not Mukze. The Mai, the Gemara says, is not Mukze. So there the Gemara says, Iboi mafke lenichse bavoni vechozulei. Because he could eat it himself. He could be mafke's nechoz, be an oni. So Taisva says, Avimotze lemeimek even the chozi laoni. Let's say just wait the way we said by Trume. That Trume is not Mukze since it's Roi la'achila for a koyin. So this is Roi la'achila for an oni. Now the man says, it's even roi for me. Iboi mafke nichse yave oni v'chosilei. That's Tosfos. The Rashba and the other Rishonim vehemently disagree with Tosfos. They said, oh no. Why? They said, there's a meiridike difference. By Truma, what's going to be with the Truma? The Truma, he's going to eat the Truma. He can never eat the Truma. It has to be given to the Kohen. So memela, so that the truma is aimed to be given to be eaten by a kohen. So memela, it's not called mukze. That means it's aimed to be given to the kohen to be eaten by a kohen. The mai, I have intentions to give it to another man. That's mishalem. I'm going to eat it tomorrow. I'm going to eat it myself tomorrow. I'll be mafresh. It's either I'll eat the mice. I'll be mafresh, but you have to be mafresh. I won't give away the whole demai to an honey. So memela today, the Rashba says, today it's taka mukze. No one can eat it today. I have no intent to give it to another man. And lemaise, I have an intent to eat it tomorrow. We had the same svara Rashi said by dogim. A dog tofu, Rashi says you can give it to a dog. Rashi says, I won't give it to a dog. I'm gonna cook it tomorrow. I won't give it to a dog, so it's mukze today. That means today it has no use. Some emele, so it's mukze today. So we have a machloikis, something that be'etzim today is roi to someone, but is not oimet to be given to that person. Is that mafkiya the shame mukze, yes or no? Tosfos holds it is not mukze, and the Rashba holds it is mukze. Zogt der Eir Gadol Amoyre de Kecharit. So he says as follows. So he says, according to the Rashba, he has a meir de kipshat in the Mishnah. If a person has medume, what is medume? Medume is, he had 100 saw of chulin and 1 saw of tumin. You're not allowed to eat it. It's medume. I'm not allowed to eat it. What about a kohen? Kohen's allowed to eat it. What's the problem? Kohen's allowed to eat the tumin. He's allowed to eat the medume also. But do I have intentions? I'm going to wait till tomorrow and be malik. So what should be? So it should be mukse today medume. Zogt Rabbi Yehuda, af malones a medume bechod emei. Medume is also not mukse. You know why? Because you'll have to be malo today. I could eat it today. So he's saying a shtik teir. It's not called mesake. So fakel. So we're speaking about hilchis mukse. In hilchis mukse, you're telling me het teirim in mukse. You're allowed to be metaltal mukse. In oitel odem es benoi veven biyode. I'll tell you another het teirim mukse. Medume is theoretically mukse. Because he won't give the 101 sword to the coin. Afal piket, it is not mukse. You know why? Because I'm telling you a chiddush, you're allowed to be mafresh the saw in Shabbos. She's allowed to be mafresh the saw in Shabbos, so b'meila it's edible for him in Shabbos. But he says, according to Tosfos, it's not mukze to begin with. So it's not a mukze to kishayla. So the whole shayla is tamazoy, if I'm allowed to eat it myself. So it's very good if it doesn't belong in this Mishnah. That's the Eir Gadol Shtik Torah. The Svas Emes also has this problem. What pshat in the Mishnah? So the Svas Emes wants to say that this is going on before. Before we are speaking about a person had Trumot Tmeye, Ima Tahira Vimachulun, so one is allowed to be Metalpulun. Now we are speaking about that this Trumot Tmeye fell in to Meyasa of Chulun or Meyasa of Trumot Tahira. But let's say it fell into Meyasa of Chulun. So Memele is like this. So Be'etzim, now no one is allowed to eat it. Because Trumat Meya Tulua Kain is not allowed to eat it. Trumat Meya. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a gewaldike chiddush. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is, but you're allowed to be misaken. It's a meal, it's not mukze. Fregt es was emes. But by Trumat Meya, the halacha is that if Trumat Meya fell into 100 chalokim of chulin, you have to take out 1 saw and burn it. That means you have to assume that the saw I'm taking out, al kaponim, is the saw that fell in. Or al kaponim, you have to do with that saw the way that you would have done with this, if you would have known that this is the saw of trumet. So trumet meye, you have to burn. So trumet meye is mukze. So how are you allowed to take it out? How are you allowed to take it out? So he says, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, since when you pick up the saw, so since Bishash, you pick it up, it's not muchach that this is the saw. Kivin de kaidim sheherim, ika le meimer de oise saw muteres, lahochi muter lahochi. That means, before you made him, I can assume that this is a mutter dike saw. So with the haram, it becomes a nosa dikesor. So it's also a muktze dikechidish. I'm allowed to lift it up, and then even though now that the, I don't know if there's a kriya shem or there's not a kriya shem, even though now after it's lifted up, I'll have a din of trumat mei. After picking, you're allowed to lift it up. So memele, so he's telling us a chiddush and hilchis tiltum muktze also. That is how the Sfas Emes wants to learn. But this tiktayr is going, it's speaking about trumat mei. It's not to gefelach because we're speaking about before the muktze of trumat mei. Zog the Gemara. Omarove. Hoitzi tinoi chai. A person carried, now we're speaking about Hilchas Haitzo. Hoitzi tinoi chai vikis toli betzavor. A person carries a tinoi chai and there's a kiss hanging al tzavoy. Chayev mishum kiss. So the chiyav Haitzo is not on the tinoi. The chiyav Haitzo is for carrying the kiss. Tinoik meis vikis toli loy betzavoy. What if he's carrying a tinoik meis? Potter. So then he is potter. Now the Gemara explains Rav's matter. Tinoik chai vikis toli betzavoy chai mishum kis. Frek the Gemara vili chai ev nami mishum tinoik. Let him be chai ev als the tinoik. And with the Gemara, Rav ki Rav Nosson svirelay. Rav holds like Rav Nosson, the Omar chai noisei es hatzmoy. So me meila, so there's no chiyuv on the nesiyas hatinik. Frekte gemore, vili botel kis legabe tinik. So if on the tinik is potter, because chai noisei es hatzmoy, let the kiss become bottle to the tinik shei shouldn't be chayiv and the itzos akis also. Mi lois nan es a chay bemite if a person carried out a chay bemite. So on the chay is potter as chay no isi es atzma is potter af ala mite shamita tfeil aloi. And felt the gemore mite legabi chay mevat lilei. Kis legabi tinik loi mevat lilei. A mite is bottle to a chai. A kiss is not bottle to a tinnik. Now, what is pshat in this? Why isn't a kiss bottle to a tinnik? So there's a machloikes, the piskei harid, and the rajbe. The piskei harid says that a kiss is a davar choshev. So mele, so kiss legabi tinik loy mevatloy. It's not mevatloy. It's a davar choshev b'fnei atzmei. A mit is not a davar choshev. It's a stretcher, base. So mele, you are mevatloy. A kiss, you're not mevatloy. That's how the Piskei Harid learns. The Rashba learns that we'll see later. Akash on the Piskei Harid. He says it's not totally in cheshivas. It is totally, does the chai need it? So he says, the mite is a tzoyrech for the chai. You have to carry him out. This is the oif, and now he's carried out, so he becomes bottle. It's a tzoyrech tashmisha. The kiss is not a tzoyrech of the tinnik. So mamelus, it doesn't become bottle to the tinnik. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tinnik meis vikis toli loy bitzavori potter. Here you are potter already. Fregt die Gemara vele chayiv mishum tinnik. Weint you chayiv al te tinnik. And then the Gemara rove ke Rav Shimon svi oloi the omal kol meloche shein tzriche le gufe potter oloi. Zogt Rashi. Chayiv mishum kis veloi mishum tinnik edem aforish vozul. Mishum kis miu chayiv. Now, the Chiddush of Rav, which the Gemara is going to go in later, is the Chiddush is as follows. V'loy amrinun iyu loy mapik loy. I'm not carrying it. Elatinika mapik loy. L'kam epoch lo mimasnis. That means there'd be a ganz feine geschmack as far to say, I'm carrying the tinik. The tinik is carrying the kiss. But Rav said, no, I'm carrying the kiss. Even though it's a whole chadgadye, I am carrying the kiss. Potter the gamri, then mafarish was. מיטו לגבי חיים מבטו לו ליש תפילו לו שהרי צורך לו. So לכן רשי would seem like the רש, but this is צורך תשמישוי, and the case is not צורך תשמישוי. So the Gemara is, why by a tinnik meises he potter, meloche shein tzricha legufe. O moitzi meis lekovre, meloche shein tzricha legufe, kadama ba matzniyim. Oh, so that's on the tinnik. The ki shahoyo toloi v'tzaboroi lesachik boi. The kiss that was on the tinnik, lesachik boi, the tinnik used to play with the kiss. Agav merorei mevatalei legabei tinnik shemeis lechoshevlei ahu shaite. What is pshat in this agav merorei mevatalei? So, since the tinnik used to wear this kiss b'chayo, agav merorei mevatalei. So the Ritva says pshat as follows: k'shem shemevatal etzlei kol begodov v'tachrichov hatzrichin loy. That means he's taking out the tinnik to be mekaverem vi erstating gate. Mevatalu zeh hakis, so he's mevatal the kiss. This agav merorei, he was playing with his kiss, and then all of a sudden he was nifter. So the meriris let the kiss go together with the tinnik. Mevatalu zeh hakis she'ein kavanosoi little mimenu. He has no intentions to take it away. He's going to be mekaver it with him. Varehu kechli tashmishoi. So now, since he wants, let the kiss go together, the tinnik with the kiss, that should be nikbar, the meriris, the verbittertkeit. That's how the kvura should be, the tinnik with the kiss. So memele, so that's why it's bottled to the tinnik. Let us see Taisvis. Tinnik meis v'kis toli b'tzavori potter. So Taisus says, "Agav merorei mevatal elikis." Inami, Taisus says another Taisus. Tinnik chai hu tzorich lekis letayil boi atinnik. Atinnik chai, I need the kiss. The yingle is going to start screaming in the middle of the way. So if I care to samir, they can pacify this kiss. He shakes the kiss. That takes care. So I need it. So when the tinnik is a chai, it's a melacha tzricha legufa. I need the kiss outside. So there the Gemara is the kasha. But in Michayev, so the Gemara says, that's why he's like a chayev on the kiss. Right, tinnik chayev. Aval tinnik meis ma'atzorech lekiss. Aval melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. And that's why you're potter. So at the second lomdash you're potter, because it's a melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Inami, let's see the Bach. Afilu tzorich loy, afilu he needs the keys. Potter shaloi hoitzi kiderech hamoitziim. This is not considered derech hoitzor. So exactly why it is not considered derech hoitzor, even though before we heard that if a tinnik chai is wearing it, it is called derech hoitzor. It seems that a chai is wearing it, that's called derech haitzor. A mace is wearing it, it's not called derech haitzor. Yeah. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter, t'nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Neutel Adam es benoi, v'even biyodai. Fact the Gemara, Amir the Kikashi, Rav just said that if a person was Haitzi Atinik, the kiss Toli Bitsaboroi, so the person is called a Noisei Yasakis, and he's Chayev because of the Itzor Sakis. So the Gemara held that this is considered Haitzor Sakis, and Yechayev Achatos, so this should be considered Tiltul Ha'Evan. This should be considered Tiltul Ha'Evan, so if it is Tiltul Ha'Evan, so why is he permitted Noitul Adam as Benoit, Ve'Evan B'Yodai? So why is Nichayev al Tiltul Ha'Evan? So the Sfasemis says Sakash on the Piskei Arid, if we say that the whole reason a kiss is not bottled to the tinnik is because it's a dover choshu, so maybe that's the vote. The Evan is not choshu, so it becomes bottled to the tinnik. So just like you wouldn't be chayiv al tzilchus eitzo, so it could be you're not chayiv al tzilchus tiltul mutzo also. Aber kapanim, let us see the kasha. So the Gemara is a kasha. That what? So why are you lemaise permitted to carry the tinnik? I look at you being the tautel devin. Omri devei rabbi yanai betinnik sheyesh loy geguim alov. We're speaking about a tinnik sheyesh loy geguim alov. Zog trashi. Behemem biyot. Mi de shori lei betul tul chotzer bechotzer. Shma mino lav kemande noket le'i le'evan domi. It's not considered that I'm being metaltal the Evan. Well, the Gabi Kis Eichem Echai Vislai. Why is he chai by the Kis? If it be considered total Evan, it should be Yosalt Smukse. And for the Gemara, Betinik Sheyesh Li Gaguim Alot. Shim Lo Yitlenu, if he won't take it away from him, Yechle. So he's going to get sick. Vleihem Midu Tiltal Shaloi Biyadayim Bemokim Sakon. If I can, it is also considered total Mukse. Not a tiltul behege, but it is considered tiltul mukze. But since the child will get so disturbed, he'll get sick, if he'll have to separate himself from the Yevon, so memela, that's why you're permitted to take it. Aval gav delav sakonas nefesh gemure, ela sakonas chayli, so bemokim sakonas chayli, they were matir to be metaltul the ben with the Yevon.